We understand that your world is challenging and often depressing, but from where we are looking at you, and we are looking at your light, and we want you to know that we see you, and we may see your light more clearly than you do, which is fine. It is the nature of being in spirit. But through all of this, you have not been diminished. You have been challenged. You may have been upset. You may have felt discouraged. But you have not been diminished. And that is a thing that we would like to speak to you about. We want you to recognize all the work that you have done, the spiritual work, and how much of what diminishes you has been cleared away. You probably have had a personal experience of coming into a situation where someone had something critical or abandoning to say to you, and you may remember a time when it was devastating to hear, even from a complete stranger, something that said you were not who you were supposed to be. And now we know that you have all made great strides here. It is not that anyone is longing to be criticized or longing to be diminished, but when someone outside of you is aiming for that, it is not going very far. And part of that is the way you are carrying your light. When you carry your light because you know who you are connected to, and you know the God energy that created you, you do not need then, when you hear it outside of you, you do not need to pull it in, because it does not match what you are knowing about yourself. And once again, sometimes we believe we may see how much better you are all doing on this than you see yourself. But if you think about it, you are not giving permission to people who have no right to permission to comment on you or how you are doing or what you are doing. You are not doing that anymore. You are not giving that power away. And so when that decision has been made in a central way, it is not that you will not encounter that, but it is that there is not room for it in your body, because you are keeping your light full. Now, certainly we do not want to understand about the emotional part of everything, which of course you also deal with. But we do want to say that you can now feel an upset and maybe spend a little time with it, but not spend the time with it that you did at one time. We know that some of you who have been hurt by a comment might stay with that comment for a year. And if you look back on it, you can probably remember doing that yourself. And you are not doing that now. You are not living in dread of what someone may do to diminish you, because you have decided that no one has the right to diminish you. There is an interesting thing. It means you have overcome some of the patriarchal landmarks, and the more powerful one being when you are a woman and you are full of your own light. It means bad things. It means that you are arrogant. It means that you are selfish. You know the list of things that the patriarchy has dumped on you for all of that. But that is not working anymore. And we are profoundly happy that that is not working anymore. Do we feel pain? Of course we do. Do we feel disappointment and hurt? Of course we do. But it is not what defines you. You are not defined by that emotional thing that you are dealing with. We wish you, we could give you the magic key to never having to deal with the emotional things, but we are going to have to be satisfied in knowing that you are dealing with things better and faster, and that the things you're dealing with emotionally are not stopping you from the forward movement on your path. So, when one of the things, of course, that is weakening, if it has not gone completely, it is certainly weakening, is the idea that in order to be safe, you are going to change how someone else behaves with you, sees you, interacts with you. We have all come to that place, or we are inching up on it in any case, to know that we do not have the power to do that. Just as your path is unique, is individual, is exactly what you should be doing here, so that is also true of the paths of people in your lives. They are doing whatever path they are doing. And much as we might want them to be open to illuminating their path, if they are not, then we must release. It does not even mean that we do not care about them, but it means that we know we are not walking in the same direction. It is very much as though you were fixing to fly to a place where you are supposed to fly. And there is someone there by you talking to you, perhaps even someone you care about. And they are flying to someplace completely different. You might not like that, but you do not argue. You do not argue with that because you have both planned the trip that you are on. And you may hope that you see this person again, or that there is a way where you might meet somewhere, but you do not beg them not to get on their own plane. That would be destructive for you, and by the way, also disappointing. Because if you attempt to force someone to go down a path that is not their own, they will not be happy. And how do we know that? When you have felt forced to walk down a path that is not your own, how happy were you? So this is a thing that we must remember as we move along. But we want you to know that we see your light and we appreciate all the things that you have done to grow that light and to make that light the thing that is guiding your walk on your path. Perfectly, of course not. No one does a perfect path. But when we move toward the things that our heart opens to, then you are on the path that will bring you fulfillment. So, we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Breathe in the blue of peace, and as you breathe it in, let it go to any place in your body where peace is needed. exhale fear. Feel the golden light of the universe above your head and open your crown so that the golden light can pour into you. Let it open your crown so that you are able to receive more. Feel the golden light touch your third eye and empower it and awaken it so that your intuitive abilities become clearer and stronger for you. Feel the golden light flow down and into your throat. And let the golden light displace any communication that might be in your throat center, in your communication systems that do not respect who you are, do not know who you are. Let all of that go so that there is room for the light, for the love of the universe, for your love for you. And your speech is only through that love. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the heart center. Let that golden light nourish your garden and watch it as it moves through your heart center, bringing anything to light that may need more energy, bringing in aspects of yourself that want to live in your heart and to operate in your life. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the solar plexus. And let the golden light displace any pain, any old wounds that you might be holding onto that you do not wish to hold onto anymore. Simply let the light fill the space where those things once lived and feel them fall away from you. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the second center. And feel the power of that light as it displaces shame, as it displaces judgment. Feel all of that leave your body so that that center can have the power it was intended to have. See that waterfall in the second center, and know that whatever comes through your life, it is able to wash that out of your experience, out of your body and your energy. Feel the golden light come down through your body and into the root. And let that golden light begin to form up the energy in the root so that it is ready to move forward, to take you forward in the world that you are creating as yourself, in the knowledge that that is the sacred path, and you are the sacred walker on the path. Now feel that golden light spread through your body and heal anything that is needing healing. Feel that high energy adjust anything you need to adjust in order to be content. Now go into your heart center and see the beauty of all that you've created. See the flowers that grow. And find the place where the water flows and drink from that water to refresh your spirit. Look around in your heart center and see that a path in your heart becomes vibrant and alive. And it is a path that moves upward. And it calls you. And as you move toward it and step onto the path itself takes you, moves you higher. And know that the air is full of blessing, the blessings that are for you. And the ground is full of support and joy. And the path takes you upward. And come to a place where the rain is falling on a field. And look at the richness of the field. And see the power of the rain to bring life to what is growing there. Resting the mind, see what comes up in the field. Now come back to the path again and let the path move you upward. And come to a place where there is an easel and many beautiful colors of paint all around you, and without thinking or trying, allow your hand to choose some of those colors and to paint on that easel. Without worry, unafraid, and see what you have painted. No judgment, simply see what is there. Now let the path take you to the place of the gift. Resting the mind, know the gift. When you've known your gift, turn and come back down the path, breathing in all that blesses you, all that supports you, all the energy that lights the center and makes you full. When you come back to your heart, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.